Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I've got Price City Mayor Michael Kourianos. And, you know, it's time. It's getting towards the end of the year. We always like to bring the council and the mayor in to talk about some projects and some things that went on in the area that they're really proud of and things that are headed in the right direction. And plus, you know, just give a nice holiday greeting to the citizens of Price. And so we're going to get right to that. Mayor Mike, how are you today?
Well, doing fine, Dave. Thank you for having me today.
Anytime we can get you on the radio is a good time, I'll tell you. And you're on the road right now, so we'll try and make it as brief as possible. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right. So you and I were just talking before we came on about a couple of different things that you wanted to touch base on. And you know, one of them was, and I think if you talk to just about any mayor or, you know, city administrator in our area, they would kind of say the same thing when it came to water, is that they were so proud of the citizens of their area to do what they did as far as water usage and curbing it as much as possible. And Price sounds like it was no different.
Yes, we are very proud of our citizens, what they did with their water usage. We significantly used less water this last summer. And, you know, this next summer, we might have to do the same. And we know we can depend on the citizens of Price City to do what is needed. And so that's a great example, and we are very appreciative as a council, you know, and Water Corporation. You know, we have our own water plant, and that's where we saw the significant less water being used. So it's a big shout out to the residents.
And I think another part of that too is the fact that now we know we can do it if we have to.
Exactly, Dave. Spot on.
So, and one of the things that, you know, everybody should be wishing for this year is snow for Christmas, really, is what I've been telling everybody. Because that's the one thing, that's kind of the one variable that we don't know is now that, you know, the reservoirs and everything, now that we've made it through, we don't know how long it's going to take to get it back to where it was. And that's kind of the one thing, the question that nobody can really answer right now. So, like I said, just hope for snow and let's get those filled back up and so we can get back to some normal watering times. But, you know, I'm sure that the city and other people are kind of giving you ideas and saying different things of, you know, this is the best way to conserve water. And so I would think that those are kind of where Price City is going to be heading in the future, if I'm right in that, or tell me if I'm right or wrong there.
No, you're absolutely right. Is there other people that we need to be pulling in? When we developed this committee at Price City, you know, I invited myself to this meeting, and then basically I looked around the room and saw that we didn't have our school district or our university that also are big water users because of their fields. You know, Price City has the parks and we have fields, but also, you know, the school district and then the university have fields and a lot of lawn around the university. So is there someone else that we need to have at that table and educate them? Because everybody brings something to the table that they're seeing how they can cut back on water. And we really learned a lot from each other. So it was great to be a part of that meeting.
And you know, that kind of heads us to the next part that we were going to talk about is the fact that, you know, everybody sees something different. Everybody sees things that need to be done. And you wanted to take some time and give kind of a shout out, so to speak, to a couple of people that saw something and that knew that something needed to be done and they got right to it. And you're kind of hoping that this becomes contagious, that people see things that need to be done and just decide on their own that they're going to take care of it. So let's talk about the C on Wood Hill.
Yes, Dave. We had the Olsons, Caden Olson, you know, that grew up in our community, went to school and went off and went to college and a mission, came back and saw that, the deterioration of the sea. And he and his wife said, you know what, we're going to make a, we want to change that sea and we want to update it. And that was quite the task. They bit off more than they could chew, but they got it done. And that's another thing that, you know, we as a council are, you know, wanting to see more of. How can people help our community to make it better? And I give a shout out to the Eltons. It's kind of like Connie Hamilton saying with the Christmas tree regalia and the Main Street pilot project. She said, "Mayor, would it be okay if we did this? This is an idea." And I said, let's see what we can do. And it's been a success. It's people wanting to help. That's why I'm excited, because, you know, 2021 was a tough year with COVID, and we've had some great people in our community pass away. 2022 is going to be a better year and an exciting year, because it's all of us working together to make a solution. And that's what's exciting, Dave.
So, yeah, and what that kind of says to me, too, is that it's a community seeing things that need to be done. And like I said, I think that the term, I don't feel it's out of line to say the term contagious. You want more people to see these things and say, you know what, let's do this. And it's like when I have Megan in from the United Way, and we talk about the Day of Caring. And she even says it, you know, the Day of Caring doesn't have to be just one day. If you see something that needs to be done in your community, take care of it. And that's kind of what we're talking about here with this.
You're right. And here's the part that I love. It's not only that individual coming up with the idea, but who else can we bring to the table that has, you know, other strengths? And Price City, I'm telling you, we want to help as a council, as a corporation. Those things, our staff, they're all on board on wanting to make a difference and help. That's the mindset. That's the change. That's the excitement. Instead of us saying no, we're saying yes. Let's make this happen. And how can we make it happen?
Right. That's what I was going to say, is let's find a way to make this happen. Look for a reason not to say no. That's the right thing, right?
Exactly.
All right, Mike, before we get out of here, I'm going to let you take a little time and put a holiday wish together, and then we'll let you get back to doing what it is you're doing today.
Thank you. And I, as the mayor and council, want to wish everyone a happy, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We're just excited that we're a part of their lives, and to make 2022 a great year.
And it all starts now, really. It all starts now. Mayor Mike Kourianos, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us. Really appreciate it. You be careful out there, and happy holidays to you, sir.
Happy holidays to you, and Dave, thank you to you and your family and the staff of Castle Country Radio. We love you, and thank you.
Hey, that's what we're here for. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.